All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming this morning. We're moving rapidly through some areas. We have covered a few things that have led to low voltage, the cause of low voltage, and why we are interested in low voltage. That's a question for you guys.
Because it affects your mood, it affects, you know, certain diseases and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, we have found out, that chronic disease is always associated with the loss of voltage, always. So the key is to recovering your health is to find out where is the low voltage. What is causing the low voltage problem? So far we discussed plastic fats destroy the cell membrane battery. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what gives you plastic fats?
Milk.
That's correct. Milk. That is exactly correct. Put plastic around the cell membrane and make sure that the oxygen and voltage cannot penetrate. Okay, good. Then we covered, secondly, we covered hypothyroidism too, which is reduces the number of mitochondria. Okay, so how do you know or what is causes hypothyroidism too? That's the one we've been spending the last time on. Okay. That's with the fluoride, remember?
Oh, the fluoride that cleans your mouth. That is in toothpaste, in the Listerine and the stuff I use to mouthwash, which I use today, I guess you could say. That was your referring
to. That is, yep, that's it. That's where you get these things. Well, I'm trying to review this so that you guys can implement these different things. Okay? So I'm not just going over it. I'm going over it so that you guys can make sure y'all understand and whatever one you want to implement so that you guys don't wind up, you know, sick like everybody else who don't know what they're doing. So our goal is to help you guys stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. And pass the information on to whoever you think, you know, wants to get better. And whoever don't want to get better, then, you know, that's their choice also. Okay, so that's the reason why I'm just reviewing it, just to make sure that you guys are following the right, you know, have the right ideas of what we're talking about. All right? All right, so the next thing we want to talk about is, guess what? Heavy metals. Matter of fact, and now, okay, so now, question. For the first one, we done covered two. For the first one, what do you need to do now that you know that the plastic fats covered in the milk, okay, and hypothyroidism, how do you detect it if you have it, and how do you get rid of it?
What is the name of the stuff she used? I need to start marking this stuff in my notes.
That's what we're doing, man.
I have it set up where, like I said, I always write those kind of stuff, but I don't have lipo. What's it called? Limazine?
Ooh, Limazine.
Yeah, man, I don't know what that is.
No, okay, we talk about iodine.
Iodine, yeah.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Yep. Okay, if you have this iodine, how do you use it? What is it going to tell you? What is it going to help you know or not know or whatever?
If you have enough of Yeah, if you have enough of the, what's the word? I'm looking through the notes. But.
All right, what about Bobby, two youngins?
If you have an iodine deficiency, I guess.
Yes, that is exactly correct. Iodine deficiency.
And if you have it, it'll absorb into your skin.
Yes, very rapidly. It'll absorb into your skin. Yep. Okay, so now that you... Okay, so now if you go to the doctor and you ask him to see if you or anybody you know has hypothyroidism, what is he going to do?
Give you a pill or something?
No, he got to test you first.
Doesn't come up on test.
What?
It doesn't come up on test.
It doesn't come up on text.
On test, on a test. The test
on
they give
test.
You doesn't come up on them.
Okay, so what is he going to tell you?
You don't have it.
That's right. He's going to tell you you're good. And why does, and the question is, why does his test show up false reading?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Is that something they look for?
No, they look for it. Oh, yeah, they look for it. Oh, no, they look for it. The problem is the fluoride. They're looking for your T cell counts, your T3 and your T4. Okay? And I showed y'all the picture. You can go back to the notes. You know, it's all in there. It surrounds that we're supposed to give off thyroid. Our thyroid gives off hormones. Okay? These hormones come from your thyroid glands. They're thyroid hormones. Okay? And these are surrounded by iodine. They're supposed to be surrounded by 3 iodines or 4 iodines. That's what's called the T3, and that's what's called the T4. And everything in your body that secretes anything uses iodine. Everything that secretes anything in your entire body system. Okay? So what it happens is when they give you the fluoride, then the fluoride kicks out the iodine and replaces it with fluoride. And so they'll still see 3 fluorides around it, or 3 or 4 fluorides, but they can't tell if it's fluoride or if it's iodine. And so they said, you're fine. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what's happening. So we just wanted to make sure you guys understood that. Okay. All right. So once we have those two things, then okay, so then the next thing is, how do you put iodine in your system? Because you're lacking iodine.
Using where did you find it? I got the location, but you can't find it at stores.
Yeah, you can find it at stores, but what they're gonna give you is garbage.
Well, that's what I was implying.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, they'll give it to you. It's a joke. Okay, I put it in there, in the thing, in your notes, I gave you the actual name. It's Lyrodon. You know that cough drop that everybody likes that begins with an L?
Yes.
It's that same company, but it's Lyrodon Iodine. And you have to order it online. Now, some people say that they work with people and they give them all these and they tell them all that. Then they go home and a year later they come back sick and they said, did you implement what we said? She said, no. But then why are you here? If you're not even going to do what we tell you to do, if you don't even care until you get cancer and dying. So, okay. So in reference to those two, that's what we were discussing. So now the next one that we want to look at is number three, because we want to discuss the metal. Heavy metals. Where do you think you're going to get heavy metals from? Yeah, you got heavy metals in your body. I got heavy metals in our body. Well, how do you think we cohort it?
Bones? Right? Bones?
No.
I don't think so.
What is heavy metals? What is metal?
Aluminum?
Yes, aluminum, that's right. There's one. So if you eat aluminum pies, if you eat out of aluminum pies, pots, then that's going to add. And then you see silver things floating on that paper, in that water when you boil it? Have you ever seen that before?
Silver things floating in water when you boil it? No.
If
you're using aluminum, you will see that. Okay.
Yeah. If I saw it, I probably wouldn't want to eat it anymore, to be honest.
It's not eating. It's what you boil. So if you're boiling it for tea, if you're boiling it for grits, or if you don't boil it by itself, you'll never see it because everything else would be cloudy. But if you boil it by itself, you see. I used to see that, and I wondered what the heck that was. Then they told me, man. I said, no, man, never. So you don't want to buy aluminum pots and pans. Okay? So you have to be very careful with how many of you guys use aluminum foil?
All of us, probably.
Rarely. I mean, most of the time it's just when you're packing something up from a potluck or something. I don't
what?
Know. Okay. Just wrap up everything that I have. I use plastic containers for the most part.
Okay. All right. So the first one, the major one that we have to deal with is what? Aluminum pots and aluminum foil, anything that has aluminum in it, okay? Because aluminum gets into your brain, and guess what it causes? Alzheimer's. And you know what Alzheimer's is, right?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a trend in our family, though.
Yeah, and that's in the beginning that these guys started implementing using aluminum. Aluminum this, aluminum that. Like dad, my dad, he had pots that were made of aluminum because they were light. So most people didn't even know that, you know, aluminum was doing that to us. I mean, I didn't know what it was doing until I learned about it. Okay, now what about your teeth? They put mercury in your teeth, right?
What's filling?
I don't know what they put in now. I think they don't use mercury anymore.
No, it's something else.
But they did figure out the effects of mercury, and that's why they stopped doing it. But I have to look that up. But I know that they changed it after a while.
Okay, cool. So that one you want to be careful about. Okay. When you go outside and you're breathing in the air, have you guys ever noticed the difference in the air at night and early in the morning?
The air is cleaner or clearer in the morning, like the dew or the...
Yep.
It has like morning early smell.
And during the day, what happens?
I don't know. The sun comes up and you don't see the moisture and all that kind of stuff anymore.
It's probably pollutants because everybody's driving and doing stuff.
Thank you. Exactly. That's exactly it. It's the pollution. Like those heavy metals.
I mean, some people drive at night. That's why I didn't think of that.
Yeah, but a lot of people.
Right, but as time goes, like where I am, so you guys in a big city, see where I'm at, I'm out, I go out at 2 or 3 in the morning, smell nothing but pure oxygen. I can smell even if a person is smoking a cigarette. It'll just fly through the air. Then 5 or 6, 7, 8 o'clock, Then I come outside and then I can smell all the pollution from all the cars. Okay, so these are the type of things that are that are going on. And so those are the things you want to try to stay away from. Okay? So, but those are everywhere. Time regeneration. And so you have to be very careful of dealing with that because you don't want to get caught in that. Okay. I just sent all three of you the charts. When you get them, get a chance, open them, please. Okay, so let me know when you find those. Okay, so what actually happened to the mitochondria? Okay, it's like your your mitochondria has a ADP and a ATP. One, it acts like a battery; it recharges your cell. And so, what heavy metals do is they destroy the the heavy metals like lead, like mercury, like candium. All of these are lead, actually puts lead poisoning in your body. Now, what does lead poisoning lead to? Irreversible neurological damage, okay? And what does that mean? Neurological damage, that's your brain. There's your Alzheimer's. The retinal disease, it'll damage your eyes. Cardiovascular effects. That's your what? Your breathing, your running, your exercise, your reproduction, toxicity. Okay? That means that, you know, your reproduction, your sexual organs, your delivering babies or having sperms, it will be toxic to the kid. The reality is that lead, particularly like the bones and the nervous system and the heart. Those are the three areas that they attack, the bones, the nervous system, and the heart. Did y'all get that chart yet?
Yeah, I'm looking at cell regeneration.
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, so what are the symptoms if you have lead poison? You have neurological problems. No, this is not the same thing. I said I'm going to use those charts in a minute. Okay. You have neurological problems, which reduces your cognitive ability. What does that mean? What is your cognitive ability?
Cognitive? And then like your ability to understand stuff?
Yes, that is exactly it. So when people say that they can't perceive someone, don't understand, or it's hard for them to think, that's usually what they have in their body. That it gives you abdomen pain. It gives you irritability. It gives you likes of headaches. It gives you seizures. Okay? Now, I remember people having lots of migraine and migraine headaches, that might mean that they have a lot of lead in their system. Okay, so if you're getting headaches all the time, you probably got that. So if you speak with anybody that does, and if they're irritable, you know, insomnia, all of those different things, lethargy, okay? If they have kidney problems, you know, a lot of people have kidney problems, and they wind up on what? Dialysis, right? They usually probably have lots of lead in their system. Okay. Now, sometimes some people think lead is caused often is mistaken to be iron deficiency. Sometimes it's diagnosed in that area. Now, let's look at these charts here. Now, the question or the new question or the new thought is we have to come up with a new paradigm, a new way of thinking of things. The way that people are looking at things, it doesn't work. It's killing lots of people. People don't have no clue what's going on. So our thinking has got to change. Now, people in the past, what they've been using is basically drugs. So they say, okay, we'll give you some drugs, and if the drugs don't work, then we'll cut it out. So those are their two techniques. You either, you know, cover it up by giving drugs to it to cover it up, to mask it, or if that doesn't work, then you go in and just cut out the problem. Now, the body was never built for you to cut on it, number one. The body was never built for you to fill it with a bunch of drugs or toxic waste that they're giving you. The body was built to regenerate and heal itself. So, since that's what the body was designed for, we need to just understand the symptoms that the body is talking to us, trying to tell us what's going on. Okay, the first thing it wants to tell us, if we look in our charts, if I can find my chart here. Okay, we got chart for rejuvenation. And we have chart for voltage. Okay. How do you use these charts? Okay. First of all, the chart that we use for voltage, okay, it tells you what the pH is. Okay, so it says at 50 millivolts, and which is also the same if you take a 7.88 at your pH, your litmus paper, you will see that this is where you make new cells. And so if you're at 35 millivolts, minus 35 millivolts, the minus means that it gives up electrons. It's going to give you 50 millielectrons. Okay, for at a child, it's normal, it's 35. For an adult, it's 25. Because an adult is older, and so they have all their cells. A child is always growing, so they're generating at a higher voltage. Now, when you get tired at 15 millivolts. And then you get sick at 10 millivolts. And then when you have reverse polarity, such that now you are now not the food and the body is not giving up electrons anymore. They're now grabbing electrons. And so when they start taking your electrons, when you hit 30, then you cancer occurs in your body. So that's how this voltage and these charts work. So we have to detect what voltage level or where are we in our body. And so you can use litmus paper to do your pH test. Now, if you can find another way, which is electronic, that'll be even better, because sometimes the litmus paper is not correct. It's not as accurate. So the body, now the Bible says that in the day ye eat thereof, you will surely die. What does that mean?
We will perish. I guess inside and out, but start from the interior and work its way out.
Okay. When you say start with the interior, meaning?
Start with your body. Start with,
you mean your cells?
Yeah. Start with your cells.
Okay, good. All right. Yes, that's exactly what happens. So, every day of your life, every day your body is dying. when he said that, he literally meant that. In the day ye eat thereof, ye will surely die. Yes, immediately after that, we started dying immediately. Now, let's go back a little bit before that. With Adam and Eve, why didn't they have clothes? Well, were they clothed in something that we don't have today? They were clothed in light, like the sun. So you see the sun, the effects of the sun, but you can't look directly into it because it blinds you. And you can't see the surface of the sun. All you do is just see the light around the sun. So we were children of the light. We were light. I mean, that's what clothed us. So that's why they didn't need clothes, because the sun clothed them. I mean, the light clothed them. Where was this light coming from? It was coming from their generation, from their voltage, from their light that is inside them. The Bible says in John chapter 1, Yeshua, the word, is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So he is the light. He is the energy source that makes us tick every day, every moment of the hour. He is, and remember, we already said that in Yeshua, he consists in all things. We already read that before. So without his energy, you are gone. So we're dying every day. So since we're dying every day, since our cells are dying every day, then the body has to what? Regenerate cells every day. It says at the bottom of the chart that talks about cell regeneration, it says about 100 million new blood, red blood cells are being formed in your body every what? Minute. So we're dying, as fast as we're dying, this voltage and this energy source, this light that Yahweh has put within us, then we start to, guess what? To rebuild our cells. So now the key is, he said in the Bible, he says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Now, if you read the rest of the text, it says, because you have rejected my law, I have rejected thee. So what he's saying is, because you have rejected the law of health, then you're just going to continue to die. And that's what we've been doing. We've been sitting around, and that's what's been actually happening to us. We've been sitting around and dying. And then the man who understands the deal, they create more food and create more items to kill us. Now, there's a text that the Bible says, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. So that means that in the food world, he's telling us that whatever he joined together, whatever he got, and you can pick off of a tree, you can pick off a leaf, you can eat it in that form because he put it together, it's life. Now, when you break it apart, like man is doing, and he says with his big drug industry, he says, hey, we're just going to take the essential things out and drop off the other stuff. So he's saying the stuff that Yahweh has in their dome is worthless. So what they're finding out is that when we do that and we pop people with these drugs and these pills, that they don't have all of the things that Yahweh had put in there to counter and balance it. So you get an off balance. As an example, one would be water. If you take water and you distill it, then what do you have? You have distilled water. But distilled water, if you drink distilled water in that state, it will rob your body of all its minerals and nutrients. Why? Because it's unbalanced, and it's pulling all the nutrients so that it can become balanced. So what they do is you put minerals inside of your distilled water and balance it, and then you can drink it, and it won't rob your system of all of these minerals that it needs to balance itself. Okay? So, and so they say that with all the drugs, they claim that, oh, we're looking at the herbs and we're taking out the essential stuff and dropping the other. So when they give it to you, guess what happens? You get side effects. Of course you get side effects. What is the side effects from? The body's looking for those other items to help balance it, and it don't there. So it's robbing your body from it, and if your body don't have it no more, then you get deficient, and then guess what? Now you got another disease. You just created another disease because you didn't follow what? The law because we have rejected the law that Yahweh had laid out and given for that particular item. See, so the Bible is telling us all these things, but we're so blind, we don't understand what the book is saying. We got the people saying some hooky-mooky foolishness, you know, stuff that say, oh, man, it's this, that, and the other, which has nothing to do with nothing. But they don't know. Some of them don't know. Some do know. So, so what Yahweh has put together, let no man, so all these hybrid stuff, all of these foods, all of these chemicals, so TV dinners, almost everything that these boys has cooked up is poisoning our system. That's pretty heavy. And so that's where the Bible was talking about that the merchants or the merchants, the lords, the kings of the earth, the presidents of the earth, all these governments of the earth, all of these guys are in cahoots together. Okay? So now how often and how fast does your body regenerate itself? So the Bible says that a day eat thereof, you surely die. So that the light drops from them, poof, and then they saw they were naked. And so then they started putting on clothes, trying to cover up, you know, what's going down. So what happened is now we have to get that energy, we have to get that voltage back up. Now, we're not going to get it back up to that level because that bad you live forever. But we have to get it up as high as we can get the voltage in our system. So that's oxygen. We have to get the oxygen. Oxygen and voltage are proportional to each other. When one goes up, the other goes up. And both of them you need to build up your system. So with your retina. The retina rods and cones are replaced every 48 hours. Your retina itself is replaced every 2 to 3 days. Your gut, your intestines are replaced every 2 or 3 days. Now, just imagine, if you don't have enough voltage, then what is happening? That means you're getting bad guts, bad eyes, and you're building new cells on old cells that are decaying because you can't make new cells. And so how long before that takes before you start going blind or you have cataracts? That's all it is. Cataracts is just old cells that have never been replaced. And so what they do, they take a laser and they burn them old cells off. Okay, so we have to understand how the body works and how everything is regenerated so that we can be able to aid it. Now, the next one, it talks about your taste buds. That's replaced every 10 days. Your skin, you have a new skin every 6 weeks. So that means if you go through cleansing programs, that's why some of the cleansing programs last 10 days. They're 10-day cleanse programs. Then you have your lungs are replaced every 8 weeks. Then you have your liver is replaced every 8 weeks. Your nails are replaced every 6 to 10 months. Your male sperms are replaced every 2 months. The red blood cells in your body replaced every 4 months. Your nervous system is entirely replaced every 8 months. And your bones every year. So the catch is, okay, now what can I do to change my lifestyle? Now, if I change my lifestyle and start building up these, building more oxygen in my system, that's where eating raw food comes in. And that's where getting out and exercising so that you can get this oxygen pumping and breathing into your system, your cardio, as they call it. Once you have those things down and you're drinking your water so that it can purge your system of water. Now, you know, no, you don't know because I didn't tell you. Water, the water inside of your body is not H2O. Did you know that? No. It's H3O2. It's an extra oxygen and an extra hydrogen. Why is there an extra hydrogen and oxygen? Yeah, because that's what it's going to need. It needs, that means it has this extra oxygen to be able to dump off and put inside of your organs, okay? It also, so that it can transfer it to your cells. It has this extra hydrogen, that's that extra electron that it can now give up and give to your organs so that it can build up your cells. So that's really what's running through your bloodstream, H3O2. Now, the question is, how does it convert H2O to H3O2? Very simple. Every day you go outside and you get the radiation from the sun, radiation from the moon, all of those different things, radiation from the earth, that's what feeds that and that's what converts that. So if you don't go outside much, then you're not going to get that. And so that means there's another place that you're breaking down. So the whole point, disease only occurs when you don't have enough voltage. So remember, we used to break out with our lips, and around our lips would be chapped, and around our mouths would start to crack. And what did we do to solve that problem?
Eat greens.
That simple. We started eating greens. What does greens do?
Life.
Greens heal your body. And that's what it did. It healed it. And it added what? Voltage to your system. So now it was able to, so those it was breaking down, and you could see it. You could feel it. It was breaking down your and around your lips. And then when you ate the voltage, because that's what food is, supposed to be voltage and oxygen, then it went through and said, okay, now I need to replace those cells that are around your lips. And then in a day or two, guess what? It's gone, right? Can y'all see how this is working? I mean, y'all have seen it in action, but we didn't understand how it works scientifically. Now we understand how it works scientifically. So, yes, so these things are here waiting for you to just take them into your body so that you can be healed. But if you keep eating junk food and you say, okay, the cracks, I don't know what they mean, I'm going to keep eating, and you just keep eating, just being more deficient and more deficient, and more cells are breaking down, more cells, and the next thing you know, you got cancer. Because you didn't catch the warning signs of what the body was telling you, point blank. You had zero clue to what was going on. So, what does that mean? That means that everybody, I think all of you guys have been changing your diet. Is that correct?
I can't speak for everyone.
No, I expect each one to speak for themselves.
Oh, yeah, of course I am.
I've been monitoring what I've been eating, too, and not trying to adjust that some, too. Yep.
Okay, so I hope all of you have cut the blood and the starch out of your diet. Because that's your number one major, headache. Okay, so as you start changing up that diet, you'll be able to see changes that are going on with you. Ayanfe, I don't know if you remember. I was giving you and Ramez and Nate and them pills for the nervous system and ADD. Now, and I remember Ramez said that he was having constipation before that. He was always constipated. He always had migraine headaches and, all of those things. When he started taking the pills, did you know that that had changed in him?
Yeah, he was saying he didn't have the headaches anymore.
Thank you. So that's what I'm trying to say. These herbs work. And Bible says that herbs are for the healing of the nation. And I remember I asked Nate, what did he say? Yeah, man, this was helping me being more calm with my job and the rest of that stuff and keeping me from stressing out. Did you notice any changes?
Yeah, I liked them. I kind of felt more, a lot calmer. I felt like I had a little bit more clarity in terms of my focus. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what these different things do. He said it also reversed his constipation. He was constipated a lot. So he said it was making him go to the bathroom, too. So these herbs of adding this voltage, adding this oxygen to your system is where it goes back to repair these things that we're talking about. We're repairing the cells and so forth. And so, but you have to realize that if your cells are damaged and you don't have enough voltage, then it can't reproduce. And all it is just rebuilding. So, like, say you got a house, okay, and your house is rotting, and, you know, termites are in it, and they're eating the thing. Now, if you don't do anything about that and remove those old things, and then you start using the same ones and you keep nailing them up, what's going to happen? Eventually, it's just going to fall apart, right? And so that's the way it is with the body. The body has cells that we're showing you every day. Some of them are changed every hour. Some are changed in every month. And everybody is changed over a year. So if we can go through a program that can actually cleanse us through this process, then we will be able to see that, hey, our body is entirely different. So what I'm getting ready to do, I'm starting tomorrow on the 12th. I'm starting a new program that I'm implementing for 30 days a month. I'm supposed to be taking four herbs, herbs are mixed together, and I put it together. It's called chelation. I'm going to do this chelation, and that's what's going to remove. So far, I already found out what my iodine level is. So now I'm only putting iodine on once a week. So that's good. And it takes around a week before it's absorbed. So that's perfect. So what I'm doing next is my next adventure, and I'll be continuing adding iodine to my body for the rest of my life, because I'm not eating enough seaweed to be able to give me the amount of iodine I need. And since we lose it all the time with every secretion of the body, yeah, I don't need to be iodine deficient. Then you can't think and all the other different things that we talked about. So now I'm going to try to take this lead out of my system. And I'll let you know as we go through that. Since it'll be for 30 days, you'll hear hopefully some updates. That's 4 weeks. So that means in 4 weeks, make sure y'all ask me, hey, Dad, what's going on? You finished with the iodine. I mean, not the iodine, the metal. Have you seen a difference? So my metal is supposed to be starting to come out. And tomorrow starts day number one. So I found the chelation. I found the herbs and so forth. I have them all now, and I'm about to start it. So as we go through these different things that we're studying, I'm trying to resolve what the issues are and then find out what's causing this low voltage in our bodies on certain things and then replace it with other things. So before, when we were vegetarians, we were all vegetarians, we were just trying to eat right, that's all. But we didn't know, we knew a little bit about oxygen because we knew that, you know, we eat the raw food and that helped a whole lot. But we didn't know all of the things I'm learning now that I'm studying that's on the web and so forth. So a lot of this stuff is starting to make sense to me. And I'm implementing different things because eventually my goal is to be able to start working with people and healing people and using the what the Bible says, the herbs are for the healing of the nation, and how we can start helping people because there's so many people that are sick all the time. So my question is, what are we here on this planet for? What are you here on the planet for? Everyone should have a different answer. So don't say what my brother or sister said.
You said, why are we here on this planet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, why are you living? What are you doing? What's your goal? What's happening? Yeah. I mean, you're here. So why are you here? And what are you doing while you're here? Is it just to make money? I mean, some people tell you that's all it is. It's just for you to work for the man. That's it. You're just a slave in a system. That's it. You're just supposed to be a materialist, and make money and get your three cars. You know, your house and your three cars, garage, and, you know, that's what people think. That's what its life is all about. You know, just paying your bills and living from day to day. I mean, that's all it is for most people. I mean, that's all life is about. It ain't about nothing else. Zero. All I'm doing is a slave for the man. Ain't no difference between our ancestors on the slave and on the not picking cotton. and making, you know, and being able to feed themselves and being able to, you know, get around, that's all we do today. We're just a bunch of materialists. What is your purpose here on the planet? Do you know? Have you thought about it? Have you considered it?
I don't know.
Now, I'm not saying you got to have an answer. You might not have an answer. I mean, you know, you're just learning this as you go along, the same as me. But the earlier you learn it, the better off you'll be. All right, so I got two others. I heard one say she's not sure yet.
Well,
that's the baby.
For me.
The two are older.
Uh-huh.
I said that was the baby. The others two should be older.
Well, I guess for me, one thing that I'm passionate about, they say, is you kind of find what maybe your purpose is by what you're passionate about. And for me, I like to learn new things. I'm an entrepreneur. And so ideally, I feel like my purpose would be, and the passion that I have, is to set up a place where entrepreneurs can do their thing and, you know, have an area that's for that. I mean, I have a lot of I know exactly what it is, I feel. But that just kind of sums it up very briefly. And, you know, be able to leave something to my son and be able to show people a different opportunity, a better way. And people who are business-minded and want to do something, give them a platform to be able to do it.
Okay. Do a deal of what?
To find truth as I continue to grow and figure out ways to impact others as I continue to grow as well. Reach back, giving back to others as I continue to find new ways on a path to be successful. I think the ultimate goal, of course, as we've noticed, is, you know, even though it's a game, but it is reality as well, cash flow, to get a passive income, to have things working for yourself. That way you're not stuck in the rat race, not stuck in a place where you're working paycheck to paycheck and doing those things. And you have a house, you have all the things you need to provide, not just for yourself, but, you know, for others and stuff. So that's where my mindset is, just finding new ways to make myself a better person and grow.
One thing I think is cool, though, too, even when we all kind of talk about what our purpose is, because I think your purpose is oftentimes bigger than just you. It's like, you know, and all of us said, you know, in terms of how we can be of service to ourselves, but also to others, you know, which is good because, you know, there's a lot. The purpose is also outside of us. So I think we're all on the right. I feel like we're all on the right track, and everybody's purpose is different. So good deal.
Okay, interesting. Now, what did all of those center around?
Being of service and helping others.
Okay, helping others do what?
I would say more knowledge, more understanding, a focused mindset.
Okay. So I think about
them up to opportunity to different kind of things they were unaware of, you know, in terms of health, in terms of giving back, and in terms of, you know, entrepreneurship, helping others as a whole.
Okay, let me ask you this question: what's the difference between that and the slave mentality? I mean, being a slave. Let's think about it. When I was a teenager, when I graduated from high school, Curtis, myself, all the boys around me, some of the other people. And when I was in college, we would get high and we would talk about it, a bunch of, you know, different people. None of the people I'm with now that was in college, but another group. And we would think, and we said, listen, we are here, and we, the goal, like our parents, we looked at our parents, and I said, okay, what are my parents doing? All right, my parents working two or three jobs, okay? My grandfather is working a job, my grandmother's working a job, and my parents are working two jobs. So that's like, what, six jobs to support five kids. I'm like, well, there's something seriously wrong with this paradigm. Seriously. So we said, okay. Okay. Okay, what were you given or what were you rewarded for being a slave? Well, you ate, right? They made sure that you had to eat because you had to eat. They made sure you had a job, you had some work to do. They made sure that you can get around to, if you need to, you know, get something or whatever, and you need a horse or if you need a buggy to get somewhere. You had a house over your head. You had a place to sleep and rest. Is that what, I mean, that's all life was for our ancestors who were in slavery. That's all they were given and that's all they had. Now, today, is there any difference?
Well, for some, no. For others, yes.
Okay. Okay. For who is it the same, and for who it is not the same?
I mean, those that have to work all the time to make ends meet, I think, which is currently my situation. I mean, well, I don't have to work all the time. People who have a job and work, you know, every day, and even if you're not living paycheck to paycheck, I mean, you still have, and even if you're still saving up and doing all these different things, you still can't just quit. You can't just stop working. So, yeah. But then there's others who have successful businesses, people who aren't living, you know, who aren't even working. But they're not working because of the mindset that they had in the past, or maybe it was given to them down the line, but that can enjoy, I guess you could say, enjoy life without having to work for it.
Okay, who's that? Who are these people you talking about?
Well,
I don't know any. Maybe you know some. Clifton is not one of them. Clifton is not one of them. Neither is Michelle. Let's make sure you understand. They work themselves to death.
Well, I'm not saying, but I think at this point they have a self-sufficient company where they don't necessarily have to do the work. They put in the work, and they don't necessarily have to do the work to keep it flowing.
AKA Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, let's talk about people we know. Not jokers. Okay. Good example. Let me give you a comment from Michelle and Clifton. When Michelle and Clifton started, they were both engineers, so they both made good money. So Michelle quit her job so that she can start up the company because they could live off of one salary. And, you know, that's what they did. So that she worked hard trying to get the money, you know, and she worked it, you know, till today. So Clifton's company is about to go under. You didn't know that. He lost a contract, and he says he might have to fold it after a year or two, and he's losing, you know, contract unless he can get these contracts. So you can have all of those different things. But the question is, that's why I'm getting back to the question, why are we surviving? Why are we here? Because those things, you know, the Bible says, you know, money can, you know, riches just flee from you. It can just come and go. They just flee, literally. I mean, he'll be able to support himself. Matter of fact, he worked all the way up to last year every day very hard. He worked on every job so that he could get more income into the company to do the work. So he just retired last year. So it might appear that he has money, which is not a question. That's not the question. The question is, okay, is he's a slave just like the rest of us. That's the whole bottom line. This way the system is set up and the way we are thought to think about the system is, you know, that you're just a slave to it. I mean, you got to work for it to keep it going and so forth. Is there another way? Is there something to live for? Mostly, most people are living for materialism. So you believe the more money you have, the more, you know, you reach your goal. I mean, really, did you have a goal? I don't know about that. But you reached a goal. And so you reach this goal with this money. That's materialism, basically. And so the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of their delicacy. We are deceived. It says that the merchants of the earth you remember Revelation 18:23, where it makes mention clearly that they are practicing sorcery on us and they're using sorcery to deceive the whole world. That's the question. What are we deceived in? We're caught up in a system. I mean, we're born in it, so it's not like, you know, we can just easily jump out or whatever. And so when we were at high school, when we were in the beginning of our college, we realized that. And our goal was to figure out how to get out of the system. That's it, nothing else. But if you want to stay in the system, that's fine. But know that you're in the system and what the system is about. And about materialism and so forth. And you're deceived. Now, how can we be deceived? Well, we're deceived through our diet, through our foods, through, you know, of how we think of what food is good for, what life is good for, what materialism is good for, is what money is good for. What we are just, you know, caught up in something. Haven't figured it all out yet. We're still trying to figure this thing out, man. And it took 60 years, and we're still trying to figure it out. So what we're saying is, as you go through life, think about those different things and think about that. And so, like, a good example is the Bible makes mention that there's three, the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. That's Revelation chapter 18 in the beginning. And it says that Babylon has fallen, and it's become the habitations of devils, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird, and every foul spirit. Those are three different things. One is what we call government, church and state is tied together. So that's two of them. Two of them is, one is the church, the other is the state. And now the last one we're finding out is the big industry, is the merchants of the earth, as the Bible says, that they're using sorcery to deceive us. And the sorcery is, you know, clouding our minds and, you know, educating us. So they educate us to think and produce certain things. So we call it genetic engineering, okay? We can genetically modify plants, foods, animals, all the rest of that stuff. We socially engineer people. These are engineering and things. And so religiously, we are religiousizing people. So those three work together. The Bible calls it at another place. It says Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. And it says, I saw come out of the mouth of the beast three unclean spirits that came out of the mouth of the beast, which represents nations, out of the mouth of the dragon, which represents churches, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, which is these big industries that we, you know, wind up working for and destroying us and so forth, the merchants of the earth. So, and now, what does a frog do? How does a frog catch its prey?
Sit still, be quiet.
Okay, it be quiet, and then how does it catch it and eat it?
Wait till it's distracted.
Okay, and how does it catch it?
With its tongue.
Aha, with its tongue, yes. And each one of these areas, each one, the government, they make laws through their tongue. The churches, they make traditions through their tongue. And then the merchants of the earth uses advertisement and merchants and marketing to use its tongue. And these three are grabbing us all in. and deceiving us. Those are the things. That's what's happening. Have y'all thought about that before?
No, no, actually not.
Yeah, it makes us look at world from a whole nother perspective. What's that? Yeah, those three are in cahoots. And we're the victims. And it has nothing to do with your color. It has nothing to do with your how much money you got. It ain't got nothing to do with any of them. Because they said that it's, these are the prince of the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. This is what the society and systems are set up. So, yes, you'll find it in every part of the planet that you go. Everybody socially engineers their people to plan them for what they can, you know, plan for the future. Governments, everyone makes laws and so forth. And every church has tradition, so forth. And everywhere you have to work to, you know, get your funds and get things going and so forth. So there's, you know, there's the three that are tied together, and we have to make sure that we don't get caught up in it and lose our way. Because we need to find out what is our way, not what is their way, not to serve them, not to perpetuate their ideology, their thinking, their education system, their whatever they're doing, every aspect. From business to, you know, like we said, there's three major areas. So usually if you get a job, you get one in either government, in church, or in the private sector. I mean, they got everything covered, man. Literally. And I'm like, wow. So that's what I'm saying. We're just trying to first find out what is really going on. Because whatever I've been told in the past is just a bunch of hogwash. And as we go through this change, this light, as we go through, you know, cleansing out our systems, out our minds, you know, getting it clarity, getting the right minerals, but I think through that we'll be able to, because some writings say that when you eat meat and different things, it makes you, you know, drowsy, sleepy. What it does, it benumbs your brain. So that, you know, just like somebody shooting you up when you go to the doctor's office. You know, they're going to cut in there. They got to numb it all. And then they can cut and do whatever they want to it. You never feel it until later on. Then when it wears off, then you're like, wow, what happened? So these are the things that they're using to deceive us. The sorcery through the merchants, through the church, through the, you know, government, all of these different things. So it's imperative that, you know, as time goes on, we look at the bigger picture rather than being fed, you know, like they said with the three frogs with their tongues, of what they're saying. Because what they're saying, they ain't saying nothing, but they just, it's, their whole purpose is just to seduce us. Nothing more. Nothing else whatsoever. So now, what do you have a solution, man? No, I don't have a solution. I'm still trying to figure it out. Try to figure it out. But I guess you won't have a solution until we understand Yahweh's laws so that we can get back in harmony with him so he can reveal these things to us. And that's all it is. He wants to reveal certain things to us. But he's not going to reveal them to us in that condition, not that this condition of deception. No. How can he reveal to us our condition of deception? Because then we'll wind up doing the same thing like everybody else doing, deceiving everybody else to make a buck. So it's all crazy. But there's somewhere we have to start. We have to recognize. We have to, you know, decide that, okay, hey, there's a bunch of stuff going on, and we need to get a better grips, a better, deeper understanding. So when you look at the scriptures, and it says, honor thy father and thy mother, the fifth commandment, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh has given thee. According to Sabi, that we have to go back to the African roots of our food, which we don't have, and the Africans living in Africa today, they don't have neither, because they've been colonized and, you know, they're just eating and they have the same system that we got basically, but it's in the worst condition. The worst condition is they just don't know. We know that we are enslaved. They don't know that. They believe still that they're free. You know, I was asking one, I said, do you have your own language that y'all use as a nation? No, we use a French, English, or British, or Portuguese. I said, Dad, you don't even have your own language. Oh, yeah, we have. No. You don't have it because y'all ain't using it. Do you have your own calendar? No, we use the Gregorian calendar. Whoa, wait a minute. What do y'all have? Okay, now they're happy that they get McDonald's and fast foods and all of this other stuff. I'm saying, whoa, what is wrong with y'all? You're being deceived, not just them, Indian, India, Native American, everybody. That's what the whole Bible is saying, that the whole world is deceived by Babylon. And we're Babylon. So we got to be careful because we're in the belly of the beast. And we have to figure out what's going on with this belly of the beast because it's encompassing the entire planet and their thinking. So, you know, so that's the reason why I asked you, what is your real purpose? Yeah, you're going to make money. You're going to, you know, help people. But are we going to help people do what? Become the merchants of the earth and to do what they're doing? That's the catch. I remember Clifton. Well, we had talked a while ago, and we had all agreed. Okay. All right. We're in a Bible study with a group. Okay. We're not going to work for the man. No. We're not going to not work for the man. We're not going to work to destroy and kill people. We're not going to do that. We shouldn't do that. Now, then you get contracts, which are contracts with the DOD, which is Department of Defense, which is exactly that. And he just mentioned to me, Emmanuel, you know, we talked about this a long time ago. And now we find ourselves doing what we didn't want to do. Sure, we got money. Sure, we got this. But we're building the daggone Defense Department, man. And that's nothing but going around and killing people. He's not literally doing that. He's doing programming and stuff like that, but it's all end result. So he had mentioned that to me. And I said, yeah, you're right, man. I said, I got to keep away from that. So when I was in school, I had that as a thought. I had that as a vision of thought. And so Yahweh said, okay, Emmanuel, you're going to go in the power system so that you don't have to deal with the Navy and the military and all of these different things where everybody's at. That's killing one another. And I asked Dr. Deloach, not too long ago, the dean of engineering. I said, Dr. Deloach, why are we, you know, at the Bay Conference only giving out awards to killing people, military contractors? That's all it is. Why don't we have anything that deals with, you know, helping our people, medical people and these things? No, all we doing is giving medals and awards to those that a contractor killed. He said, but that's the only thing that's available. I said, man, listen, you went through the civil rights movement. You sat at these benches and they pulled you down and they whipped you down and they skipped the dogs on you and they did all of those things and they beat you to the pulp. They bombed your buses. You know this. And you said that you were going to become an engineer so that you can stop this or that you can have another way out. But now the way out that we have is the way out of being their dogs. So I said, listen, they sick the dogs on us to keep us in line. We go around the world and we're building missiles and bombing them and bombing the rest of the world, and we're doing the same thing. We are now their dogs. I said, how have we lost our way, my brother? How have we lost our way? Well, that's the only way that they can get money. I understand that, but that's still their dogs. So basically, we have become their dogs that sick them on everybody else around the planet. And we'll die for that. And we think it's good. So he was like, Emmanuel. And I'm saying, listen, now you know I'm right. You're idealistic. I know I'm idealistic. But we were idealistic when we were watching the civil rights movement. There was no guarantee that you were going to get your freedom. But you kept pushing until you got it. So I think there's, you know, we lost our way. We don't know why we're here. We don't know what we're doing here. But we need to understand how we're deceived and what's going on. So, you know, I discussed some of these things with, you know, the big boys. And he, you know, he had to, you know, eventually say, you're right, bro, but I don't see a solution to your answer, Emmanuel. I said, I understand. But we need to just keep a focus and help us understand what's really going on and not just be deceived, because that's the whole world is deceived. I was born deceived. Okay, so not, you know, I'm just coming out of a little bit of a thing. I'm still deceived, okay? So we're all deceived. The question is, let it not, you know, lose our focus of what, you know, of what is real and what is, you know, still working for those three frogs, those three unclean spirits. Any comments, my folks?
No comments. Besides, funny. Hey, that's what Dan is. Man, exactly what it is. I only went 1 year, but quite a few of my Nav Air people over the years, and even now, one of the guys who graduated from Oregon, he's actually going to get recognized. He's a Nav Air guy, and he's the most promising engineer. You know, he's a little bit younger than me, actually, but he's done a lot of good things for Nav Air. So, but you're right. Nothing but contractors, Lockheed, Boeing, you know, and Nav Air. And that's really all it is. But I don't know. What is the solution?
I'm working on it, bro.
All these people
the
are getting
first
paid,
solution.
And they're going
the
out there, saying, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just they're going out there and saying, hey, these are the new black, you know. Cause, I mean, you got white people there, of course, but what I'm just saying, like, it's the BAYA Awards, so all the people are minorities or, for the most part, you know, getting recognized by their big bosses.
They're white big bosses, right? They're white big bosses. Who got all the money. Who got all the money. And they think that they're helping us. And we think they're helping us. But we're deceived, not realizing that we're their dog. That's real. And that's the worst part about it. They say it out on the street. They call each other dogs. But we're talking about the real dogs, the ones, like you just said, that are really blowing people away. We're not talking about the street people. We're talking about the big boys. And so, I mean, when Clifton told me that, I realized, that, yeah, you're right, Clifton. And thank you for telling me, because I got to stay on this power area. Because I cannot get over to the fifth. I got to stay clear of that. Even though that's probably the only places where money is. So it's very challenging of
weekend?
Where we are. What's that?
Is that this weekend or next weekend?
Oh, you're not sure. I have to ask Maggie because she was at the last one, and she worked with somebody who goes to the one this year. I think it's next weekend. I think, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when
the
day comes.
You know, the
Lord's
meeting acknowledged too. Like if you knew that book.
Oh, okay. Because that's for the Black Engineer Year Awards. That's what BAE stands for. Those who didn't know.
She's getting acknowledged. I think it's the Engineer of the Year or something. I don't know. You got to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dean of deans, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, I don't...
I didn't know Clifton's company was possibly done.
I didn't know neither.
I mean, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe that's why it didn't work out. Because I kept trying. And kept getting denied.
Yep. Yahweh knows what's best. He knows. So he's working on a contract now and hoping that he wins it, and that'll probably save him. But he just lost his biggest contract that he had, and he laid off like 14 people.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's getting tight for him. He was just sharing that with me yesterday. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's tough when you're a contractor, because that's the way you make money.
Yeah,
it's not guaranteed money every year.
Mm-hmm. And you got to know people, and they got to be able to put you in the right positions, and it's all that stuff. Yeah, it's It's a cycle. And that's on one end. So let us think. I don't have all the answers. I'm working on it. But I know one thing for sure. The only way that we're going to be able to see and understand is what Yahweh is going to show us, that we got to get on a clean, we got to clear out our system, our bodies. We got to, so that he can trust us and our minds can be clear and open. But now our minds are all foggy. We don't even know that we're deceived. That's how deep it is. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But, hey, I mean, y'all were born for a purpose. Don't forget that. And it's hidden in your names, hidden in your names of who you are, why you were born, and when you were born, and for what purpose you were born. That's what Yahweh gave to us. That's the gift that you guys have. Re-examine it. Re-look at it as we, you know, go through what we're studying. And as we're trying to awaken, you know, our minds so that we can perceive what's right. Because we don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying I know everything or anything. I'm just trying, man. I'm here just like the rest of you, trying to figure it out. We just started early. That's all. And so you guys got a generation of earliness. So that's where we find ourselves, youngins. Any questions or thoughts, comments anyone would like to make as we close out? I guess you looked at this a little different than before. I pray that, you know, that this is some serious stuff that I'm running across. And I'm glad we're able to, you know, be together to talk about it and work through it. No comments?
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know you had to think. Yeah, I know. All right. Well, let's offer up a word of prayer. Someone offer up a word of prayer. We close out.
Dear God, thank you for the discussion. God bless us and keep us, and continue to open our minds for more understanding, to find truth, to find the right way, and bless us and keep us until we meet again. In your name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.